If you're downtown this weekend, you may run into participants from the Lift Cannabis Conference. The conference expects about 125 exhibitors and 7,000 people to attend the Vancouver event this weekend. It's the first conference since 2020, just before COVID-19 restrictions chilled the trade show circuit. Now, cannabis was legalized over 4 years ago. Since then, Canada's cannabis industry is starting to come down from a post-legalization high, dealing with many significant challenges. Joining me now to talk about the outlook for BC's cannabis industry is Dr. Paul Clark, professor from the School of Business and Economics at Thompson Rivers University. Dr. Clark, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Jazz.
Give me your thoughts in regards to the present state of the industry. Where do you think it's at?
Well, I think you summarized it fairly well just now, that it's gone through a few iterations. About 4 years ago, prior to legalization, for example, the outlook was very, very positive. I think there was a lot of expectation that there was going to be high profits for investors in the industry. I think the October 2018 legalization was anticlimactic, to say the least. Mm-hmm. It was very uneventful. Subsequent to that, I think there hasn't really been to my understanding, Jazz, the sales volumes that were initially anticipated here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. And do you think some of that, how much of that you think is based on government wanting to go slow as well, that they didn't want to open up the market so fast, so quickly, and they wanted, there was a go slow approach when it comes to policy, waiting to see the public's response. How much do you think a lot of that has to do with just government's response and its go slow view?
Yeah, I think it played a large role in the current market situation. The fact that, for example, cannabis organizations are not able to brand to market directly to consumers, mm-hmm. Has played a significant role. Similarly, well, I think that's the primary factor, that the cannabis brands are not able to create demand at a consumer level yet.
You talked about a bit of oversupply. I guess there was a bit of Wild West mentality when the approval happened and so much money, venture capital money, came into the market in regards to greenhouses, in regards to companies that had set up. There was a bit of a Wild West mindset, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was kind of like it had shades of the dot-com, the 2000s. Mm-hmm. 2000s dot-com. It seemed as though it was hugely, a lot of potential in the market, and then it kind of fell flat.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's been able to make a dent in the illegal market, or do you think those producers are still able to provide cannabis? Some would say that it's more potent. Some have actually referred to the legalized marijuana or cannabis as corporate pot or government cannabis, that it's not of the same quality. Do you think it's been able to make a dent in the illegal market?
Well, I hear two questions there. The first question is, what's the current size of the illegal market? And the second question is the potency levels of the regulated suppliers. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so I think the illegal market, the illegal suppliers are still holding on to a lot of their customer base. I think there was consumers that did have their preferred suppliers and continue to purchase from those preferred suppliers.
In regard, yes, please continue.
I don't think that's changed. In terms of the potency of the legal vendors, I think that it's as potent as the illegal vendor's product is. I mean, It's also much easier as consumers to discern the type and the potency of the product that's being purchased.
My final question to you, do you think when it comes to, cannabis cafes, similar to what you see in Amsterdam, there are conversations mm-hmm. about psychedelics, which is a completely different market, different sort of avenue in those things. You're talking about the retail side. Do you think things will speed up now as the market rationalizes? You've taken out some of the players, some of the supply. Do you see the market moving faster now, or do you think it's still going to be moving relatively slow in regards to acceptance and growth, most importantly?
So from the government side, I think the regulations will continue to move slowly but progressively.
Mm-hmm.
I think the current government has managed the situation well. As in any situation like this, the government is learning. The regulators are taking a cautious approach. Though I do believe from the consumer perspective, the consumer side of the situation, that market will continue to develop. The psychedelics you referred to, I think, will gain acceptance. And we can expect more development in that area. In keeping with I would expect in the short term for the government, for example, to allow cannabis cafes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fascinating topic that is ever evolving. Look forward to chatting with you in the future on this topic as well. Dr. Clark, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Jazz. My pleasure. You're welcome.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.